10-agent production system, costs $3,213,000/month to operate. Multi-agent orchestration carries a 530x token multiplier over single agent for the same task. A 2026 Google scaling study across 180 configurations found that every tested multi-agent topology degrades sequential planning performance by 3970%. The token math only closes for genuinely parallelizable work, and most enterprise workloads aren't. Here's what production engineers have learned. The architecture diagram that looks most impressive is almost never the one that survives billing review. The token multiplier is not a rounding error eternal. AI's 2026 token usage guide puts the range plainly. Agentic systems require 530x more tokens per task than a standard chat interaction. Workload type tokens per task pattern simple tool calling agent 5,000,000,000,000 single agent plus tools research and synthesis 8,000,000,000,000 multi-step retrieval conversational agent 10 turns 15,000,000,000 accumulating context complex multi-agent system 200,000,000,000,000 plus orchestrator plus workers agentic coding SWE bench style 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, Each agent call in a multi-step loop is more expensive than the last, because every prior turn flows into the next call's input. Anthropic's own framing, surfaced in a 2026 production postmortem, is direct. Budget for 15x tokens if you go multi-agent. If your margin doesn't absorb that, you're shipping a pattern that won't survive billing review. Mind Studio's forecast model recommends applying a 1.72.0 times multiplier to your base API cost estimate for a production realistic budget. The breakdown, plus 25% usage growth headroom, plus 30% infrastructure overhead. Tracing, checkpointing, monitoring. Plus 15% prompt iteration and experimentation, plus 20-50% peak to average token spikes a 5-tool call multi-agent workflow running 1.000 tasks slash day reaches $1,500 slash month in inference alone at current model pricing. Before infrastructure, augment code BUI, LDVS by analysis. 5 production patterns. Cost ceilings differ by 8 times. Digital Applied's 2026 orchestration study identifies 5 dominant production patterns. They are not equivalent. Cost structure, latency, and accuracy lift differ by up to 8 times. Pattern accuracy lift cost multiplier latency multiplier when it pays dynamic router plus 1.3% 1.1 times 1 times high volume, routine classification sequential pipeline plus 2.4% 1.5.2 times 2.4 times stageable, linear workflows parallel fan out plus 4.8% 2.3 times 0.8 times faster, genuinely parallelizable subtasks hierarchy, cal supervisor plus 6.12% 3.5 times 5.15 times complex coordination, no alternative evaluator optimizer plus 8.15% 4.8 times variable quality, critical outputs with iteration budget source. RankSquire orchestration overhead matrix, April 2026. The fan-out pattern is the speed anomaly. When tasks are truly independent, running them in parallel makes the multi-agent system faster than a single agent. Supervisor is the trap, 3.5 times cost and 5.15 times latency. It's justified only when sub-agent coordination cannot be pre-programmed. The latency problem that doesn't show up in the demo, a single LLM call, averages 800 ms. Here's what multi-agent adds. System latency, token overhead, single LLM call 800 ms, 1 times 3, sequential agents 6-8 seconds 3 times, plus compounding context. 3 parallel agents plus merge often slower than 1 agent 3 times orchestrator worker, plus reflexion 10-30 seconds 5.15 times, the standard e-commerce planning heuristic is 7% conversion loss per additional second of respond. See delay. An orchestrator worker loop running 10-30 seconds is a structural UX problem in any user-facing product. Framework choice also compounds this. AMLTIPL's LLM orchestration benchmark measures it directly. Framework request latency, tokens per request llama index, 6ms1, 600 lang graph 12ms2, 400 that 800 token gap at 10m requests, slash month costs $2, 400 slash month at GPT-4 O-mini pricing, purely from framework selection. Oracle's directly measured Fusion AI Supervisor VS workflow comparison shows the starkest version. A supervisor agent required 3 LLM calls, 2,000 tokens, and 7.04 seconds for a query that a deterministic workflow agent handled with 0 LLM tokens and retrieval-only latency. For fixed path tasks, the LLM orchestration cost layer can be eliminated entirely. The 2026 Google benchmark that changes the calculus, the most rigorous public data on multi-agent performance VS cost, is a 2026 Google scaling study that tested 180 configurations across 5 canonical architectures with fixed token budgets. Main results: task type best architecture, outcome parallelizable work centralized coordination, plus 89% performance sequential planning, all multi-agent variants, minus 39% to minus 70% degradation multi-agent does not uniformly beat single agent. For sequential reasoning tasks, the majority of enterprise workflows, every tested multi-agent topology made performance worse while costing more. Error amplification by topology. Independent, no coordinator. 17.2 times error amplification centralized coordination. 4.4 times error amplification the one-line conclusion. Task shape matters more than architecture. If your workload is sequential reasoning, a well-tuned single agent wins on both quality and cost. The 14 times memory optimization, most teams skip one cost, lever the benchmarks undersell. Memory architecture. The naive pattern, passing full conversation context into every agent call, is functionally a 14 times cost penalty compared to selective memory retrieval. MEM0-EKI 2025 benchmark, low COMO dataset, 10 alternatives tested. 92% lower latency and 93% fewer tokens versus naive full context at the same recall quality. That translates to roughly 14 times cheaper inference. This is the highest single cost reduction multiplier available in multi-agent systems, larger than model choice or framework selection. Teams running long horizon agents without selective memory are paying 14 times more than necessary for every memory-heavy interaction. How to run the cost estimate for your system before committing to a multi-agent architecture? Run this token budget estimate. Compare this against a single agent baseline, divide num agents by 5, and remove context compounding before signing off on the architecture decision. When multi-agent earns its cost given the numbers, the decision rule is narrower than most teams assume. Multi-agent pays. Work is genuinely parallelizable. Fan-out delivers for 8% accuracy lift at 0.8 times latency tasks require specialized tools that can't coexist in one agent's context scale, demands partition processing, millions of documents, center. Aligned coordination is available to contain error amplification multi-agent does not pay. Sequential reasoning chains, minus 39% to minus 70% on every topology tested, UX-sensitive latency budgets, 10-30s round trip is a conversion problem. High volume, low margin workloads. 5-30 times token multiplier is existential at scale. Deterministic, fixed path workflows. Workflow agent eliminates the LLM orchestration layer entirely, the heuristic from production engineers. If your architecture diagram looks more impressive than your ROI calculation, you're building the wrong system. Knowledge check question. A team is building a customer support system that follows a fixed 5-step triage process. Intake right arrow classy. Phi right arrow route right arrow respond right arrow log. Which orchestration pattern minimizes cost while preserving reliability? A. Hierarchical supervisor coordinates all steps through a central LLM. B. Parallel fan out. All 5 steps run simultaneously. C. Deterministic workflow agent eliminates LLM orchestration entirely for fixed paths. D. Evaluator optimizer iterates until quality threshold is met. The correct answer is C. A fixed five-step triage process is a deterministic workflow. A workflow agent removes the LLM orchestration cost layer entirely, per Oracle's directly measured benchmark showing 0 LLM tokens vs. 2.000 for the supervisor equivalent. Multi-agent orchestration is a real capability unlock. But the cost structure is asymmetric, and most teams underestimate both the token multiplier and the failure modes by 3-5 times until they measure cost per successful outcome under production load. If you're building production agent systems and want a structured framework for choosing the right pattern, the course / production agents Claude Agent SDK MCP Connector course covers this decision tree hands-on with real token accounting exercises. For the delegation and cross-agent protocol layer, see Google A2A Protocol 2026 and Multi-Agent Orchestration A2A.